Most likely, ang option niya lagi is mastectomy, sabi niya. Pero ngayon, sabi niya, there's enough to believe na pwedeng hindi mastectomy, pwedeng ano lang. So sabi ko nga, ikaw nakakaintindihan. And she was a young doctor na nag-graduate sa US and everything. Sabi niya, cancer, breast cancer is the most researched cancer. So, naiintindihan na namin kung ano nangyayari. So anyway, so in-schedule namin yung ano, everything was scheduled. So, the thing was now, umuwi kami and we waited, you know, how are we gonna, we have to tell the kids, hindi pwedeng, you know, why is mom masungit? Eh, wala, ano, wala, masungit lang siya, hindi pwedeng ganun, dapat explain natin. So, we called our kids, tapos, ano, we told them, so, iyakan sila, no? My eldest was 24, 25 then. Tapos the next one was 21, and then the next one was, teka, siguro mga 16. So, they were crying and everything. So we said, ang sinabi namin, you know, mom has cancer, pero it's not necessarily a death sentence. There are ways to, you know, meron sila magagawa. But she will have to go through chemo and radiation. So, in-explain namin ko na yung chemo. Chemo is very difficult kasi lahat ng cells ng body, na all new growing cells, papatayin ng chemo, di ba? Para hindi na mag-spread. And then there will be radiation after. And before that, surgery. So, it was, ano, it was very hard to tell them. Parang, but we told them. Tapos, 3 days later, nung nanonood kami ng TV sa kwarto, kami ng wife ko, we were in the bed, nanonood kami ng TV, pumasok yung eldest ko, babae, and she was crying. You know? So, ako, akala ko, she's crying because, you know, yung wife ko, woman's instinct, inakap niya yung anak kong ganun, sabi niya. Are you pregnant? Yes! Ako, naku, sabi ko, Diyos ko, ano to? Sabi ko, wow! Double whammy talaga, sabi ko. So, iyak na iyak yung anak ko and everything. Pero, you know, I was philosophical na ako at that point. Sabi ko, I can suddenly get very angry and, you know, talagang, you know, throw the, you know, magpa-morality ako and all of that na, I didn't raise you that way and all of that. Na sabi ko, just calm down, calm down. This is a moment, this is a moment where you have a choice on how to take all of this and how to make things better, sabi ko. Kung magalit ka, at palisin mo yan, aalisan, you know, she'll go through her pregnancy alone, lonely, and it will affect the child and everything, and maano, magulo, di ba? So sabi ko, on the other hand, if you welcome it, you will have the best bonding experience ever with your child. So tahimik ako, nag-iiyakan silang dalawa. Tapos sabi ko sa kanya, tapos sabi niya, Pa, I'm sorry. Tapos sabi ko, how can we help? Tapos, I noticed na parang nag-iba yung mood eh. Parang may nag-create na space, di ba? Parang biglang accommodated yung situation. Tapos sa sabi ko sa kanya, you know, pwede kitang pagalitan. At saka I'm tempted to scold you, pero sabi ko, life will do that to you anyway. You know? So I don't have to. Sabi ko, mas magaling ang life magturo kaysa sa kung anong sasabihin ko. But sa akin, ang the good thing about that was it inspired my wife to really fight it kasi magkakaapo kami. You know, you're gonna go through chemo, you're gonna go through radiation, pero magkakaapo ka. So, ginulahan siya. She, you know, we went through chemo. Very difficult. She had to go through 5 rounds eh. Yung first round, sabi niya, wala ito. I only threw up once. Kaya-kaya ko ito. Diba? So, wala. Before that, pasap niya, since mawawala rin ang buhok ko, I might as well cut it already. So, pumunta kami sa ano, pumunta kami sa parlor. In-explain namin ito sa nagka-cut. So, the cut niya really, really short. Talagang, maikli na talaga. Umiyak pa yung nagka-cut, oh. Umiyak siya. Tapos, ano, she went through chemo. So, first round, kayang-kaya. Second round, she threw up mga, siguro mga, ano yun, 5 times. So, talagang, ano, nakakulong lang sa kwarto yan. Kung ano yung linluto sa kusina, naamoy niya eh. Yung fumes ng kotse, naamoy niya. Lahat talagang sobra. Tapos gusto niya madilim. So, nakakulong lang nun talaga. So, ako talagang intintos talaga pag pumasok sa loob. Yung talagang ginawa na, ano, no, hawakan mo lang yung kamay, ganun. Nakapikit lang kayo, ano. Tapos, second round was 5 times. Third round was like 12 times. Talagang, suka. Tapos sabi ng doctor, you know, there's 2 types of medicine. Meron isa yung mura na less than 100 pesos yata yung, ano. Pag masusuka siya, bigyan mo. Yung isa, pag talagang hindi nag-work ito, bigay mo itong isa. 700 pesos yung isa, the tablet. So, nung hindi na nag-work, malala ko, binigyan ko siya. Ininom niya, tapos sinuka niya, nakita ko. 700 pesos. Parang gusto ko ugasan at saka, take mo ulit, sige na. That was a funny moment. Tapos, nabasa namin na, ano, yung brother-in-law namin sa States, sabi niya, you know, in certain clinics in the United States, marijuana is actually, it's called, ano tawag mo sa medicine yun? Maridol or something like that. Yun ang pangalan, something like that. Sabi niya, they actually give it to patients. So, kinausap ko yung mga, ano, yung mga musicians na kilala ko medyo out of concern, nagpadala sila sa bahay. Tapos, sabi ko, teacher, try it. It's good for you. And then, you know, might as well. Ni-smell na palang, hindi pa sinisindi. Cannot take it. Sumuka na naman. Sabi ko, hindi talaga pwede. So, No. I actually kept it in my drawer for years and years. Tapos, nakita ko yung musician nagbigay sa akin. Sabi ko, oh, may regalo ko sa'yo. Anyway, so, after that, it was radiation. Radiation runs for 36 days ba yun or something. Tagal. So, ganun. But what I noticed was, as a husband, all of a sudden, yung, ano, yung buong buhay nyo together, everything revolves around the cancer. The cancer is the big story. You're all adjusting to the big story, pati yung family. Hindi mo naman talaga tinatanong na how are you feeling in the middle of the day, di ba? Pag magkasama kayo, you're both healthy, wala namang gano'n na ito. All of a sudden, you're always like, you know, when she's quiet, you're sort of wondering, oh, baka naman iniisip mo, baka nagiging morbid ka, di ba? You're always trying to, you're the pillar of strength. Kailangan talaga malakas yung ano. Tsaka total support. Pagod na pagod ka na, pag gusto niya ng tubig sa gitna ng, ano, in the middle of the evening, tatayo ka at kukuha ka ng tubig, no? Tapos yung sasamahan mo sa, ano, sa doktor, tagal-tagal naghihintay sa doktor, tapos for me, the most boring thing is really to wait, no? So, ganun, samahan mo. Tapos yung, ano, she likes to talk about it over and over again, kasi parang ano yan eh, pag nasishare siya ang tao, di ba, parang they have to bring it out, ulit na ulit, hanggang talagang sila mismo magsawa sa story, eh, no? Pero you have to really listen and you have to show concern. So, yun ang ginagawa ko na unconditional support. Tapos, yun, at night, ano yan, kuminsan sa, di naman takot sa dilim yan eh, pero kuminsan yung parang mortality, gano'n, biglang iniisip mo na pwede kang mamatay, di ba? So, biglang ano yan, at night, iiyak yan, gano'n, so, kakausapin mo, don't worry about it, it's not gonna happen. Not gonna happen yet. It's gonna take a long time and we'll all die. And maybe you'll die of mabangga ka ng jeep mo, hindi naman siguro cancer. But anyway, so you sort of have to be there too, ano. Tapos, meron siya mga nakasabay na ano, nagka-cancer, meron mga iba na namatay, meron mga iba na okay naman, tapos nagka-recurrence, yung mga ganun-ganun. So, she never really relaxes eh. Sabihin ng doctor, okay, you're clear. Second year, clear. Tapos marinig mo, somebody, ano, had a recurrence. So, ito naman siya, every time, ano, pag, when you have to see the doctor, tension, no? Tension. So, you really have to go through that. And, pero masasabi ko in truth, I can say that, siguro hindi naman maintindihan ito, pero cancer has its blessings. It has its blessings kasi magkakaroon ka talaga ng spiritual life kahit na ayaw mo. Kasi iisipin mo na pwedeng mangyari talaga na pwede na kayo mamatay. You know? So, some people will be very religious. Ako, I'm spiritual. I'm not necessarily religious kasi marami akong pinanginin. You know, nandiyo ko, Katoliko, Sirado. But, you really begin to question kung what's really valuable in life, no? Ako, workaholic ako. I tour, I work a lot, and I do a lot of things, pero you know, you have to really set aside time and you know, be with the people who are really important to you. So, ganun ang ano, ganun ang parang as a husband, ganun ang dinaan akong situation. Ngayon, 8 years na siya na walang recurrence, no? So, every year, parang nagkakaroon ka ng more and more confidence. But I remember also, nung nagka-cancer siya, una nagka-cancer yung ano, first nagka-cancer yung nanay niya. So, sinamahan niya yung nanay niya throughout the cancer. Namatay yung nanay niya within 4 months after. It was cancer of the bile duct, diba? The most painful, no? I mean, what do you call that?
Pancreas.
So, sinamahan niya yung nanay niya, talagang inalagaan niya. Talagang hanggang ligo, hanggang namatay, no? Diba? Tapos, then she had cancer. Tapos, my sister-in-law, si Danji Mabantang, nandito siya. She had cancer also. Tapos, her father had cancer. All of this was happening within 4 years. 4 years. So, talagang, cancer was really this our story. It was our family story for all that time. So, finally, nung namatay yung tatay niya, kasi we had filed for migration sa Australia, hindi namin matuloy-tuloy kasi ang daming nangyayari, no? Nung namatay yung father niya, sabi niya, let's go. Let's just heal. Mag-heal lang tayo sana. Let's just live there. Yung parang tayo lang. Alam mo yung family lang na, ano? Na magluluto tayo, maglilinsay ng bahay, we'll just be one family, we'll just be together, you know. So we went to Australia, and that was a very healing thing. Tapos ko ang awareness of breast cancer, sobra, nakikita mo sa TV lagi, may mga ads, may mga ano, your doctor will remind you to get checked all the time, yung, you know, talagang yung culture doon talagang aware sa ganito. So it was a good thing for us to have gone there, and it was really a physical and emotional healing. And every year that kumapasa siya is a good thing. This October, magpe-test na naman siya. So, actually, wala na akong kaba. But then, you never know. Diba? I mean, it's not our decision. So, this is one time na magpe-test siya, na nasa Australia siya, na hindi ko siya sasamahan. I'm confident. I just hope I don't get a call na, ay nako, ito na naman tayo. But, sa lahat ng mga husbands dito, I suppose nandito kayo siguro dahil may wives kayo, may mga anak kayo na may breast cancer. The best thing we can do is really give total support. By total support is, I mean, emotional, physical. Kailangan mo yakapin lagi. Big hugs all the time. Saka, iyak na iyak. iiyak ka rin, okay lang yun, okay lang yun. Saka ano, you just have to suffer with her. I always tell people, you know, they say, oh, Lydia had cancer, no? Sabi ko, no, we had cancer. Kaming dalawa, ano, kaming dalawa, in fact, hindi kami dalawa, buong family kami, ano, magkasama to really face this. It's really not her sickness, it is really ours. We go through it together, and that's why it is. So, yun lang ang kwento ko. Thank you.
Thank you, Lolo Jim. Para sa mga ngayon lang dumating, welcome to the session, how husband's scope ang pinag-uusapan natin. At sabi sa inyo na talaga sa lahat ng kanyang accomplishments ang nagpaluha pa sa akin na yung naalala niya nung una niyang nalaman na magiging lolo na siya. Nice. Para lang ano din, para mapadali para sa ating mga speakers. Alamin na lang natin kung sino ba mga kasama natin dito. Ang survivors in the room of what? At least 2 years surviving. And more. And then the rest mga husbands po ng survivors. And yung iba pa mga family members, mga kamag-anak po ng mga survivors. Yung mga hindi nagtaas ng kamay, ano po, mga meron kayong mga kamag-anak? Ano po, friends? Children? Ayan, okay, so it's still, ano, parang everything that is said here naman is relevant. Magkakaroon tayo ng, ano, ng sapat na oras mag-Q&A. Kaya lang bago mawala yung thought, kasi I'm sure marami kayo naiisip at maraming damdamin, na-stir up yung damdamin yun nung nakikinig kayo kay Jim. So baka ang gawin ko na lang, Bobit, i-open ko na rin yung forum para kung meron kayong gusto itanong habang nasa isip nyo pa. Kasi ako unang gusto kong tanongin, I think, Jim, there's a mic there para you can just, ano. Meron ka ba naramdaman, Jim, na, ano, na guilt? Kasi bakit siya, hindi ako? Or bakit? Yun nga ba?
Hindi guilt.
I didn't feel guilt, but I told her many times na sabi ko, you know, sabi ko, if I can carry it, I'll really carry it. No question about it. Alam mo yung pag may anak ka, ewan ko kung na-experience nyo to, nakita nyo yung anak nyo na batang-bata and everything, tapos sabihin mo, magka-senaryo ka sa mind mo na kung merong mangyayari dyan at biglang kailangan may instant decision ka na kailangan putulin yung kamay mo, wala kang hesitation, di ba? Parang sige, basta safe lang yung anak mo. I would have done the same thing. I think I told her that. I didn't feel guilt. I felt sorry that it wasn't me. Or, you know, parang gano'n na, parang feeling ko mas kaya ko eh. Gano'n eh.
Kasi hindi yan exclusive sa mga asawa. I ask that question because marami sa atin na meron ng kamag-anak, kapatid, or malapit na tao na may cancer. Kuminsan, nararamdaman natin yan na bakit siya, bakit ang ganda-ganda ng buhay ko, siya yung nagkaganon. So, I guess everybody has to deal with some kind of, ano, something close to that, ano. And gusto ko, actually, if it's okay, tatanong ka, Mr. Fernando, kayo po ay may asawa na may cancer. Ano-ano po ang ilang taon na po?
Bago ko lang mga na-operahan sa ilang June or July ito.
Sana you don't mind na itatanong ko kayo kasi yun na nga lahat gusto rin marinig para matuto. Pero sa lahat pong nakwento ni Jim, ano po na tumatak sa inyong isipan?
Siyempre, masama rin ang loob ko kung bakit nagkaroon siya ng cancer. Hindi ko rin maintindihan ba kung bakit. Pero iniintindi ko na lang siya kung sinusuportahan. Hanggat kaya ko, kung makaya niya rin, kagayanin ko na rin. Hanggang sa matayat ko, kung saan ba.
Yung mga kinukwento ni Jim, nadaanan niyo rin?
Hindi pa siya nakakimang ngayon. Kasi may naantay pa kami na result galing sa Maynila. Kaya, kung ano man ang maglabat ng result noon, tsaka pa kami magka-chemo, ano ba?
Ang pinakamahirap para sa inyo?
Magkaroon siya ng sakit ngayon. Tsaka ako, wala rin akong trabaho, siya lang. yan ang masakit ba na siya lang ang inaasahan namin. Sana po, kunting kita, pero hindi kaya.
Yung pagtibo-tibo natin dito, salamat po, yung pagtibo-tibo natin dito, syempre isang araw lang to, at ang gusto nga natin mangyari is maramdaman nyo na hindi kayo nag-iisa. So kahit pa paano, sana yung makuha ni mapulot ninyo sa araw na ito, eh, yung maalala nyo kahit dun sa mga panahon na kayo lang mag-isa, no? Meron,
go ahead. Huwag ko sana kayo magulat pag chemo na. Kasi yung, like yung wife ko, yung kulay ng gamot ng chemo, may kulay yun eh. Yung, at saka depende kung anong stage, iba-iba yung treatment, no? Sa kanya, yung kulay ng chemo, something like, parang medyo pink na ano eh. Pink-red na ganun. Alam mo, dahil sa effect ng chemo, papasok kami sa restaurant, ganun yung kulay ng wall, masusuka na siya. Yung associated mo na dun sa color na ano, yung talagang, pag ganun siya, sabi ko, let's go. So parang yung, pati yun sa bahay, alisin mo yung kulay na yun pag ano. So parang, you have to be that sensitive to be able to be supportive.
May nakaka-relate dun sa kwentong yun. Meron ako narinig na ano. And does anybody have a question or a comment? We can do that. Tapos we'll move on to Bobbit. And then we can open up some more. Kasi ako, ang dami-dami kong tanong, pero nako, aabutin tayo ng siyam-siyam. Gusto kong kayong mag-usap-usap. If I can ask you to come up. Okay, Efren.
Good afternoon po. Sir Jim, tatanong ko lang po yung anti-suka po na gamot na sinasabi nyo. Kasi nga po, di po masyado malimit na nakikita yon dito sa Davao. So, meron po ba kayong may suggest na website na pwede nating i-research or something na browse?
Hindi ko alam kung pare-parehong pangalan ng gamot na yon sa bawat ano eh.
May generic, di ba?
O may... Hindi ko alam kung generic yung mas mura eh. I think branded din pero ano eh. Pero mas mura siya. Yung isa yung 700 na nakita kong nawala na lang ganun.
Nakakawala po ng suka.
Alam mo, hindi kami bumili ng hindi kami lumampas ng tatlo nun. After a while, parang wala. Kung masusuka eh.
Kasi nga, yun po ang pinaka ano na process ng chemotherapy. Eh.
Oo,
after ng 2 hours, 3 hours ng application ng gamot. Yun na yung kalbaryo until
3 days, mga ganun.
24 hours until 48 hours.
Yung wife ko, 3 days. On the third day, parang ang Yesu Cristo eh. On the third day, parang wala. Bababasa, ano, luluto, ang saya.
Yun nga po, yung 24 hour po, yun yung talagang pinaka-dramatic.
Oo, thank you.
Anybody else with a question or a comment? Na alam ko meron kayo lahat na naiisip at gusto sabihin, pero baka nahihiya kayo mahiya dahil pagkakataon nyo na dito sa Davao na maka one-on-one si Mr. Jim Paredes. Wala pa rin, shy? Ayun, asan? Ay, hi.
Good afternoon, sir. Gusto ko lang malaman kung, di ba sabi nyo nga, parang kayo yung pillar of strength ng time na merong kalbaryo. So, syempre, hanggat maaari, gusto nyo rin i-control kung ano yung nararamdaman ninyo. Parang kahit masakit, di ba? Paano nyo yun, paano nyo pinakita sa anak ninyo na okay lang yung mama nyo, na okay lang tayo, parang yun, paano nyo yun nagawa?
Well, ako, for one thing, close ako sa mga anak ko. So, I would even cry in front of them. Pag kailangan, hindi mo naman talaga matatago yun, or sometimes nakikita na you're holding it back. But sa akin, the pillar of strength also needs a pillar of strength. No? So si Danny at si Buboy, buong office namin nakabantay sa akin. Minsan yung gaganon lang sa'yo. Wala lang, ganun lang. Alam mo na yung sabihin nun. Sa akin yung tension, so I just run. I take up jogging or I take up long walks and everything. Talagang pawis ako pag-uwi sa bahay. Parang nalabas ko na yung ano. Nalabas ko na lahat ng parang nervous energy mo. So ganun ang ginagawa ko. But it's important na yung topic hindi, dapat pwedeng pag-usapan anytime. Kasi kung minsan dahil sa gravity ng topic, nagkakahiyaan kayo sa pamilya. Ako sometimes I really bring it up. Andun si my wife is there. Kalbo talaga. Tapos along pictorial tayo today sa setup ko yung studio ko. Nakapanda na siya. Lahat kayo. Together. This is only when the hair grows. Hindi na pwede to. So ganun. Yung favorite picture ko sa wife ko, yung kalbo siya talaga na medyo dark na ano, nakaganon. That's my favorite picture of her.
So hindi pala kailangan na taboo topic yun. Actually,
dapat hindi. For me, ah. Oh.
Tapos yung ano, ako last question na lang before. Yung parang kapartner naman nung tinatanong ko kanina if you feel guilt, no? Na parang blaming yourself. Pero meron din bang part na you feel sorry naman for yourself dahil nga yung pasan ng ikaw yung pillar of strength and all of that. Should you allow yourself to wallow in a little bit of self-pity once in a while? Oh. Is it good for you?
Yeah. Yeah. Kuminsan talagang ano, like ako, hindi naman ako mahilig sa shopping or anything like that. No? Bigyan bibili ako ng magandang sapatos. Parang, or magandang shirt. Wala lang. Gusto ko. Gusto ko. May angal ka. Retail therapy. Pero, bihirang-bihira yun. Most of the time, I'm really just, ano, okay na sa akin. I also do meditation. So, meditation really helps me get over it. One of the things that, ano, talagang, you know, alam naman natin lahat na mangyayari na mamamatay tayo in the end, di ba? And there's, that's life. Except that, in theory, madali tanggapin. But when the possibility is there, it takes a lot more effort to know. But the more you can accept what it is, the easier it is you can deal with it. So yung cancer, there's a point na lalabanan mo, there's a point na kakaibiganin mo. Kasi lagi naman nasa bahay, hindi naman nawawala, di ba? So, talk about it. Talk about it.
Mang Fernando, sabi kayo mamaya, sabihin niyo sa asawa niyo, sabi ni Jim Paredes, para gumaan na lang. Nabiro lang. Hindi, pero at least nadinigan natin, okay pala na. Kung minsan, okay rin lang na alagaan niyo rin yung sarili niyo, na kayo naman ang may sama ng loob, na kayo naman kailangan humingi ng suporta. Okay din. Tao lang.
One more thing, no? Pero may proseso yan sa lalaki, eh. Kasi hindi naman na, like the next day na okay ka na. Pero kung kailangan kang mag-grieve o kung kailangan mong iyakin ito, di ba? Or dadaan ka sa proseso mo, dumaan ka sa proseso mo, pero sana matawid mo para talagang yung energy mo ma-focus sa kanya, no? Kasi siyang mas may kailangan. Pero kailangan babalik-balikan mo rin yung sarili mo to tell yourself, you know what? You know, okay ka lang, okay ka lang.
Yes po.
So Jim, thank you for sharing time with us. How did you cope with, say, it's more of adding insult to injury, during the time when you learned that your wife is diagnosed with cancer, and then there is this, at a spur of a moment, mother's instinct, nakita niya yung anak mo, pregnant. How did you able to detach yourself and then step back and say, well, instead of scolding you, life will scold you then. And then, what you're suffering now, or what you're going through, it's enough. So how can I help you?
I realized one thing. I realized many things nung nangyari yun. No? One thing is, akala mo hindi mo kaya, pag ini-imagine mo lang na mangyayari. Pero pagdating doon, marirealize mo makakaya mo. You're actually stronger than what you think you are. That's one. Number two, I really believe na kahit na anong situation, dalawa lang ang pwede mong panggalingan. Pagmamahal o takot. Kung manggagaling ka sa takot, like for example yung anak ko, kung nanggaling ako sa takot na, ay nako, paano mangyari sa buhay mo? Di ba? Ganun, all of that. I will get an experience na talagang ibang-iba kaysa kung nanggali ako sa pagmamahal na intindihin kita, ganun. It's really your choice. kahit na kuminsan sabihin mo na nabigla ka and everything, if you can just take that extra 20 seconds before you react, sabihin mo, tanongin mo sarili mo, saan ko gusto mang galing dito? Do I want to come from love or do I want to come from fear? I think you'll realize that you'll have an entirely different experience kung anong pipilihin mo. But have that 20 seconds before you react para makapili ka talaga.
Thank you. Jess, thank you. One last question before we go on kasi tinignan ko hanggang 3 o'clock lang pala tayo. We'll have a chance again after Bobby. Go ahead.
Magandang hapon po, sir. Sir, kung sakasakaling hindi ka mayaman and then yung nangyari sa buhay mo, pwede bang mabigay ka ng advice sa mga mahirap? Kaya rin ba nila?
Alam mo, yun ang iniisip ko all the time na nangyari yun eh. Kasi sabi ko, actually, ako namahalan ako sa treatment eh.
Oo.
Tapos kung sabi ko, paano pa kaya yung ano, paano pa kaya yung mga mahihirap, ano? Sabi ko,
paano mo encourage yung mga mahihirap?
Unang-una, hindi ko alam kung I don't know what to suggest kung saan magagaling ang pera kasi hindi ko talaga alam. Mga iba, they get it from PCSO, mga iba, mga congressmen and senators, mga kaibigan, ano, some people raise money. Sa mga musician friends ko na hindi naman sila mayayaman, pag may sakit yan, lagi may concert yan, eh, fundraising, yun ang ginagawa namin. No? So, what can I say? Napakalungkot na hindi pantay-pantay ang dadaanan ng mga Pilipino. Kung nangyari, sa Australia, napansin ko, hindi talaga mangyayari na wala kang gamot dahil mahirap ka. Talagang may gamot para sa lahat. No? So, it's very sad. Ang advice ko na lang is that bago mangyari siguro, stay healthy na. Mag-avoid na kayo ng mga ways na para hindi kayo magka-cancer. Kung magka-cancer kayo, kung anong magagawa, gawin. Ako to this day, siguro, every week may sumusulat sa akin, humihingi ng tulong. Ang lungkot ko dun, hindi ko matulungan. Kuminsan nakakatulong ako, kuminsan hindi. Anong ganun. Tapos sabihin ng wife ko, Jim, hindi natin pwede tulungan lahat. Hindi talaga ganun eh. I mean, it's really not like that, you know? So, hindi ko alam kung ano magbibigay kong advice. I sympathize, malakas ang compassion ko para sa ano, kung matutulungan ko kayo na sa yakap, at saka kukwentuhan ko kayo, I'll sit by your side, I'll hold your hand, I will do it. That's the only advice I can give.
Dito na mo kanina kung kakayanin. Tingin ko rin, katulad nung sagot ni Jim na nasa decision mo rin yon doon. At saka, na nandito ka ngayon, ibig sabihin, gusto mo rin maghanap ng paraan para kayanin. Makisama sa mga taong parehong dinadaanan, katulad mo, makinig sa mga taong may kwento sa'yo. Kung bakit ba nandito si Jim at si Bobbit, I think yun din yun. Kasi alam nila na meron ding mapupulot ang bawat isa. Dahil kakayanin kung gugustuhin.